The two-day Pan-African AI Conference, co-hosted by the United States, concluded Wednesday in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial hub. Hundreds of delegates, including public officials, tech leaders, policymakers, academics, and entrepreneurs, attended the conference to hold talks about the deployment and use of safe, secure, and trustworthy AI systems in Africa. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Kurt Campbell, spoke at the summit about the opportunity at hand.
A global technology revolution is well underway. The race to develop and deploy new technologies, including artificial intelligence, is already shaping everything about our lives. We aim to foster collaboration between the United States and African AI researchers, policymakers, and industry leaders so that we can work together to drive innovation and address common challenges. This will enable us to share the benefits of AI globally.
The conference is a significant step in Africa's technological future. Campbell said artificial intelligence can be used to address problems like global health, food security, education, energy, and climate change, and asserted the conference has provided the ground for African voices in AI to shape emerging global AI systems.
I cannot overstate Africa's growing importance in the global technology landscape. By developing human capital and strengthening research and innovation ecosystems and building an AI-ready institutional and regulatory environment, we can help AI work for Africa. The African Union's landmark AI strategy sets the roadmap for African countries to harness AI's potential to achieve developmental aspirations in education, health, agriculture, infrastructure, peace, and security and good governance.
In July, the African Union launched the continent's artificial intelligence strategy, saying AI is pivotal to transforming Africa into a global technology hub, and it called on member states to adopt the strategy. On Tuesday, Nigeria's Minister of Communication, Innovation and Digital Economy, Bosun Tijani, announced a $61,000 grant for Nigeria's brightest AI startups.
For us to truly harness artificial intelligence for our collective benefit, we must be deliberate and collaborative in our approach. We must ensure that our digital transformation journey is inclusive, equitable, and human-focused.
Africa currently represents 2.5% of the global AI market, according to the Artificial Intelligence for Development Africa, or AI4D. But analysts say with more talks about safe use, AI applications could boost Africa's economy by $2.9 trillion by the year 2030, with Kenya, South Africa, and Nigerian markets taking the lead. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.